This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The outlines of a peace agreement have been reached in the volatile Iraqi city of Fallujah. U.S. and Iraqi negotiators today issued a communique. It describes what each side must do to avoid another outburst of the fierce fighting the area has seen over the past 2 weeks. Dan Senor is the spokesman for the U.S.-led administration in Iraq.
All parties, according to the communique, welcomed the improved situation in the city of Fallujah and committed themselves to take all possible measures to implement a full and unbroken ceasefire. They recognize that in the absence of a true ceasefire, major hostilities could resume on short notice.
NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad, where she's been monitoring the Fallujah talks. Emily, what are the details you've learned about the agreement reached today?
The basic part is a promise. The U.S. says it won't attack Fallujah, it won't send the Marines in on offensive operations again if everyone in Fallujah turns in any heavy weapons that they have, things like mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, surface-to-air missiles, mines. The Marines know that stuff is out there. They've picked a lot of it up, and they want to get the rest of it into the hands of people who aren't fighting them. It also promises that people who turn in weapons voluntarily will not be prosecuted, even though the agreement puts an emphasis on restoring law and order. There are a number of provisions aimed at making daily life better for ordinary people in Fallujah, like better full access to the hospital and a shorter nightly curfew. And there is a specific mention of a need for the Iraqis to start investigating who killed and mutilated four American contractors earlier this month. U.S. officials think Fallujans know who those people are, and the U.S. wants to see them prosecuted.
That's what's in the agreement. Emily, what about what's left out?
There's a lot of details that aren't in this broad communique. For example, it's not clear who will receive the heavy weapons that the U.S. wants turned in. There's also mention in the agreement of the need to start joint U.S.-Iraqi patrols, for example, the Marines and the Iraqi police going through the town. But in the past, police in Fallujah have not wanted to be seen working closely with the Americans, and it's not clear how that problem will be handled. And there's just some basic worry on the U.S. side, and it's been throughout the talks, as to whether or not they are talking to the right people, whether they're talking to the people that can rein in these fighters.
Emily, the current crisis in Fallujah has been going on for a couple of weeks now, but this has been one of the most difficult cities that the U.S. forces have tried to control since they've been in Iraq. Is there a sense that this truce could actually hold in Fallujah?
Actually, there's mostly just question marks about whether or not it will hold, and that's openly admitted by the U.S. officials. The Marines believe that fighters there are still building up forces, and the Marines themselves are very much on alert. It's been quite quiet in Fallujah for the past couple of days, but people are still very edgy. One Marine commander called it an eerie quiet. U.S. officials believe that ordinary Fallujans do want an end to their violence in their town, and they hope that this will inspire them to hand over fighters or at least pressure them to leave. But people may not be willing to get involved to that degree, to the degree of pointing out or pushing out the fighters. If they don't, the U.S. has left the door open for the Marines to go back in and find the people themselves, that root out the people that they suspect have been fighting them.
Okay, Emily Harris, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.